Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After a quiet offseason, the Boston Red Sox have finally landed a big-name free agent with a big bet. They've signed outfielder J.D. Martinez to a 5-year, $110 million deal. For a closer look now at Martinez and how he fits in with the Sox, we're joined by Steve Buckley from the Boston Herald, who's at spring training in Fort Myers, Florida this morning. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
So a lot of baseball fans know J.D. Martinez for hitting 45 homers between both the Tigers and the Diamondbacks last year, including 4-1 game for Arizona. Tell us more about him and how he helps the Sox offense.
Well, you got to go back to a couple years ago and David Ortiz retired, and they lost a big, booming bat in their lineup. They also lost a presence with the team. And while I don't know if J.D. Martinez yet can be that presence, that marketing tool, if you will, he certainly has a big bat. He had 45 home runs last year, which is something that would look very good in the Red Sox lineup. And in terms of how pitchers pitch him and worry about other hitters and so forth, it will offer what they call protection in the lineup for other hitters. So it's a big, big move for the Red Sox.
So he plugs a hole because the Red Sox have been kind of anemic at times behind the plate.
At the plate, they have been, definitely, especially when you consider that the New York Yankees, who obviously their chief and historic rivals, had Aaron Judge last year, and they went out and got Giancarlo Stanton for the Miami Marlins. You've got two potential 50 home run guys in their lineup now. And the Red Sox had to counter that some measure, and this is their counter move.
Do you see Martinez joining the Red Sox outfield or serving mainly as the DH, the designated hitter?
The latter. He will most often be the designated hitter. They've got a very good, young, exciting outfield with Andrew Benintendi in left, Mookie Betts in right, Jackie Bradley Jr. in center. Jackie might be the best defensive center fielder the Red Sox have ever had.
Let me ask this question. What's the signing of Martinez mean for Hanley Ramirez? Do you think that Ramirez stays with the team?
I don't know if he stays with the team. I think a better question is how he'll accept his new role. The problem is you can't just trade him because of the amount of money he makes him unattractive to other teams unless the Red Sox ate a lot of that money.
You write in today's Herald that the move to hire Martinez makes the Red Sox look like a contender. Does the team, however, need to make any more moves before the season begins in 6 weeks?
Well, I could say this about every team in spring training throughout the history of baseball, but they could probably improve their bullpen. I think their starting pitching is fine. If everybody bounces back and doesn't get hurt and so forth, I think they've got some depth in starting pitching, but this guy, Tyler Thornburgh, they got last year, is still out, and they could probably use one more relief pitcher. But again, I'm sort of nitpicking here. There just are not enough people on the planet that can throw a baseball 60 feet, 6 inches with urgency and panache. And like every team, the Red Sox are looking for that extra guy.
Steve Buckley with the Boston Herald joining us this morning from spring training at Fort Myers, Florida. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.